welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Josh Barlow on the line. He is the Managing Director and Founder over at Valhalla Fiduciary LLC. Josh, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here, chatting with you. This will be good.
I'm really excited to get into what you're doing in terms of fiduciary services because hot topic, but not everybody understands exactly what fiduciary is or fiduciary services. So I'd like to get into a little basis of that and then also what you're doing over there to help your clients. But before we do that, let's go back in time a bit. So how did you get started as an entrepreneur?
Sure. Well, out of school, I was a CPA, worked at one of the big four accounting firms, focused on financial services, asset management, was an auditor, audited one of the, it was the biggest asset manager in the world at that time. Great firm, could have stayed there, had a good career, but an opportunity came my way to join a large asset manager that focused in hedge funds. They were building their operational due diligence program and asked me to come in and help them to do that. Part of that structure was going to be that I would spend a few years in their European office running the operations and business there. And so it was just a great opportunity. Went for it. I was with them for 12 years. I was the head of operational due diligence and accounting there. And honestly, an incredible firm, great culture. Great people, smart, could have been there my entire career and have been happy. But ultimately, the entrepreneur bug just ate at me to do my own thing and to launch a business. Ate at me for a while, and I felt like I could start a company, that I could do work that I loved doing. And I thought there was some areas that I could add value to the industry. So made the decision and went for it. And frankly, that was a year ago, and it's been a really great year. Doesn't mean it's easy by any means. Of course, you work hard, but it's been a great year and haven't looked back.
I really love your story, and there's a real specific reason. Well, it aligns with mine a lot. So I work with a lot of large companies and was very happy there, and it wasn't that – you know, I left because I wasn't. So my story wasn't maybe common in that sense. And your story is uncommon also, I would argue, based on the fact that you didn't leave for any particular reason other than you felt like you really needed to. You could have spent your whole career there. I could have spent my whole career with many of the large companies I worked for. They were amazing and they do amazing work. But I think there's a lot of other people listening to this that are in the same situation. So a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs that have been with some companies that are experienced, they have great networks, they maybe have the cash flow to fund it themselves, or maybe they can raise funds. But what are some, and you're in the thick of it right now, being, you know, having started, what are some of the things that you would share with them on maybe their path and that you didn't maybe see at first? I know you had a lot figured out, but there's always something we're not looking at.
No question. I've learned a ton, but you're right. You think hard about it ahead of time. You feel like you have a plan in place, and you should, right? And you, even as you go into it, you want to make sure you have time. You want to make sure that it's a long game, right? And so if you're planning to do something that's going to be like something real quick, you think you're going to like get rich quick type of a thing, you probably want to rethink that, right? And so you want to make sure that you have some patience. You know that you have time because it's a long game. It's going to take a little bit of time to build. So I knew that going in, and I expected that. Things I guess you would not – maybe you should expect this as well. But even though you have a plan, you still should be open-minded, right? So have a definite plan, but then you still talk to as many people as you can. You listen to people. You're always learning from everybody. But when opportunities come your way – don't just immediately say no to them, even though maybe it wasn't your plan, right? Because you might end up finding some great opportunities that you didn't anticipate. And maybe that's even likely to happen. So I guess that's one of the things I would say, is that even though you have a plan of attack, still be open-minded as you go down that path.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I think that's great advice, and not just for that more senior and tenured executive, but I think that definitely translates even to your new college grad. So somebody that maybe thinks they have some things figured out, and they're going to get some curveballs along the way, and it really comes down to how they deal with that, and to really just making sure that you learn from those experiences. I love it. Josh, let's talk more about your current business. So first off, and I want to do something a little bit different, because I know the word fiduciary is a hot topic for many. So let's just start with maybe the basis of what a fiduciary is and how Valhalla is helping in those services. Let's just start from the basic and then go a little bit further into it, please.
Sure. And I should say I'm in a pretty specific piece of it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm focused in really the hedge fund industry. You could say private funds. I could do PE as well. But my career has been focused in hedge funds. And so that's mm-hmm. really where I'm bringing fiduciary responsibilities, which for me is really acting as an independent director on fund boards in the hedge fund industry. And so mm-hmm. fiduciary means a lot of things just in the general business concept. And so there are lawyers that kind of focus in fiduciary services. I'm very much focused in really governance in hedge funds. But fiduciary ultimately means that you're putting the client ahead of anything else, right? And so what you want, what you desire, that's secondary to what's best for the client. And so in the hedge fund industry, the offshore funds are set up usually as corporations. Onshore funds are usually set up as partnerships. But the investors in that fund, ultimately, you make decisions that are best for those investors. And the legal documents are paramount. How the fund documents are written drives that as well. But you're putting them first. The investment manager also has the same fiduciary responsibility. But the independent directors that sit on the boards of those funds, in some ways, the investors look to them to kind of be a little bit of the watchdog and watchguard over what happens there, and make sure they're even kind of more independent from that investment manager and protecting the investors' interests. So hopefully that's not too complicated, but business is pretty specific. It's pretty niche.
That makes a lot of sense. And no, absolutely. And so what kind of trends are you noticing currently in the hedge fund space? Because you're sitting on the boards. I mean, you're in the thick of it. So this is a good opportunity to kind of get that bird's eye view, if you will, of what's going on.
Sure. Well, you hear a lot about hedge funds, right? There'll always be a lot written and the structures of them and the performance of them. In general, in the private fund industry, there's more invested in it right now than there ever has been, regardless mm-hmm. of what you might read. Private equity mm-hmm. has more in it than there ever has been. And hedge funds hit their all-time high last year, and that's been pretty consistent at about like $3 trillion. And so the industry's matured a lot, right? And so with the maturing industry, some of the themes you see are you have fee pressure, right? So fees are coming down and you have fee pressure across all of the service providers in the industry. You have the larger funds are getting larger. It's harder for the emerging manager. It's harder for the startup manager than it has been in the past. There's also a lot of the fund of funds that were in the space have decreased in size. There's been some shrinkage there across the fund of funds. A lot of the fund of funds were the ones that invested with the startup emerging managers. So that's put some of the pressure on the emerging manager as well. So those are some of the kind of the broad themes you're seeing. But mm-hmm. the industry is strong. You know, it's maturing. Like I said, you'll always read about it. Mm-hmm. It's attacked a little bit because of the fee structures. And then we've had the 10-year bull market. And so passive investing has been much stronger than active investing. And none of us ever know exactly what's going to happen in the markets. But there's certainly been more volatility lately. Some people do think that maybe we could enter a bear market. And so volatility and bear markets are usually better markets for hedge funds. So that could create more opportunities in the industry. But those are some of the general themes that I see out there. And keep in mind that my focus is really on the operational side. I grew up on the accounting and the operational side of the business. So the portfolio management side of it is less my thing. I'm much more focused on the operations pieces.
Do you think that a lot of maturity of the industry, or some of it, is attributed to those operational pieces, like in legislation, like all these things in the natural maturing of the industry? I have to feel like that has had a lot to do with it, or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. There are two things I think have driven change in the industry. One of them, you pointed out, regulation, right? Even though they're private vehicles, they still are regulated. Investment managers still are regulated. It's just not as regulated as your 40 Act mutual fund and like UCITS in Europe. The other thing that drives industry is the investors, right? The institutional money that has come into the industry drives it. And so exactly as you said, that makes it become better operational. And so when I was first looking at funds in like 2005, 2006, the industry is much different now than it was then. People joke like, a dog and a Bloomberg type of a thing. That's not how it is anymore, right? You have very large hedge funds that are very much institutional. They're not just one man that's kind of the name behind the fund. They're large. And operations is a big piece of that. Operations becoming more standardized. Best practices becoming implemented across the industry. So it's improved a lot.
Oh, man, that would have been a great Instagram title for an account, A Dog and a Bloomberg, for back in the day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I get it. And I can see that, by the way. And I think the institutional, I mean, if we think about it, though, that's really – taking place also in other sectors of just investing. If you think of like the 401k world, if you think of a lot of the funds, a lot of the different regulation, once bigger money is at play and institutions are involved, it should mature, and it is. So that's hopeful. On the operational side, is there any trends, or what do you see like the future of that looking like for hedge funds going forward?
On the operational side, it'll keep improving. I would say that there is a big trend toward outsourcing, and that might be just part of how the industries mature as well. There's more providers in it, and that's become more acceptable. So you even will have some large hedge funds that might outsource operational pieces or outsource accounting. That used to just not really be seen. And so you now have big managers that might do that, and you'll also have small managers. And so even though I pointed out earlier that it's been a tougher market for the emerging smaller manager, in some ways it's easier because you might not have to build a 10-person team just to launch your firm. You could build a very small team, but hire very strong firms to outsource, your accounting to. And you can – and there's providers for almost everything across the industry. You have compliance consultants that can help you with the regulation. You have IT consultants that can help your firm with IT infrastructure. And I mentioned you have like outsourced accounting and middle office operations. And so that's a pretty big trend that's happening on the operational side. On the governance side, where I sit, most of my competitors, whatever you want to call them, most of them are offshore. Most of them sit in Cayman Islands or sit in BVI, some of these offshore jurisdictions. One of the trends you'll see is more people like me that are from the industry that have been as an investor or been at a large asset manager will start taking board seats from the U.S. I think you'll see that trend. But so some people will talk to me about what I've done and act like, oh my gosh, that's a that's a brilliant idea. Good for you. That's not that brilliant of an idea. You'll see it happen more and more. That doesn't mean it's easy by any means, but that's a trend you'll see. And it's not that the offshore directors are poor. That's not necessarily the case, but better improved governance is a trend that'll keep happening. And some of these trends I'm talking about are more U.S. focused. The improvement of governance has really already taken place for asset managers in Europe and Asia. The U.S. has trailed a little bit on that. And some of that's historical tax issues. Mm-hmm. But those are some of the operational trends you see out there.
No, that's great. So, Josh, if somebody wants more information on Valhalla, a fiduciary, what's the best way for them to reach out?
The best way is probably just to go to the website, which is www.valhallafiduciary.com. A short way to get to it is just valfc.com, but valhallafiduciary.com, and that'll send you to the site.
Awesome. Well, hey, Josh, I really want to thank you for coming on the show today and sharing your background and also various trends in the hedge fund industry from many different angles, so from your vantage point. So I really appreciate that. To the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Josh, thanks again for coming on. Thank you.